Hey, this is Robert Hodge, and I'm in Third Ward right now. I'm at 6207 Del Rio, and I'm about to start my Hear Out Houston tour. Before I begin, I started in my house, and I have my mother with me. I just wanted to say a few words about the house I was born and raised in and what this house means to us.
We've lived in this house approximately 35 years. And when we first moved at this location, the traffic was so sparse that the children used to play in the streets. Steadily over the years, the traffic has become terrible. It's almost like an expressway in front of this house. People speed up and down the street all day long. The neighborhood used to be families. We knew everybody. We knew all the children. Over the years, the children have grown up and left the neighborhood. The older people have died. A lot of the houses now are rented out. I can see different people walking up and down the street, people I've never seen before. Most of the people I don't know anymore. I have just seen a steady decline in the neighborhood and in the people who live here.
Thanks, that was a little bit depressing, but that's the truth, though. So now I'm about to start my tour. I'm leaving out the house. I'm going to walk down the street. All right, Ma, love you.
Love you. Come back and get some gumbo.
Okay.
Gumbo,
no problem.
I thought you knew were coming yesterday. Tell them fried fish, because Mickey told me you all were coming this weekend.
All right, so I'm not leaving my house at 6207 Del Rio. And it's hilarious because I walked in and my mom started ragging on my jacket, saying that she wanted to wash it for me. I'm like, nah, it's supposed to look like this. It's like an army jacket. You know, they want everything to be neat and proper at the age, you know. So my house is kind of on a hill, so now I'm walking down this hill. That's my dog, Jake. Don't worry about him. He's a Rockweller. So I'm coming down the hill now, and I'm walking down the block to Dixie. And for me, Dixie has a lot of memories, man, you know. A lot of bike riding, a lot of going to the corner store. Wasn't too much to do on the street. It's pretty much if you was hanging on Dixie on this corner, Del Rio, you was bad news. It wasn't doing too much. A lot of people, a lot of kids ended up selling drugs on this corner because, you know, I mean, due to the circumstances of not having really parents in your life, man, things can get kind of crazy over here. So I'm walking, and my plan is to take you down to Thompson Elementary because that, for me, was like the cornerstone of my, like, development, as any elementary would be. You know, I learned so much there. But the particular thing about this school is I had to fight there every day. For some reason, I had to fight. I mean, and that school was crazy because if you didn't fight, then the boys would jump you. So it took me like maybe the fourth grade before I got like in those advanced classes. Because before then, I mean, if you let people know that you were really smart, if you were paying attention, man, it'd be problems, you know. So I kind of coasted for the first 5 years, you know. When I went there from, I think, kindergarten all the way to sixth grade before I went to Lanier. And so things kind of opened up because I had, you know, a school. It was all kind of racist. It was, you know, multicultural. But before then, it was strictly like this was all African-American school. So right now, I'm passing by this thing called the Forge. And for years, this wasn't here. This used to be, like, you know, an abandoned lot. So we used to play over here. But now it's a Christian center that takes care of, the, like, homeless families and families down in their luck, kind of, you know, kind of getting back on their feet, which is awesome. It looks mad expensive. All right, to the right of me is Illinois Street, and it still looks the same. Same houses, same colors. You know, nothing has changed on that side, which is kind of amazing. This left side of the street has major development, and the right looks like the same Third Ward I grew up with. And it's just so significant for me because, you know, this is when I started really doing art. This is when I started getting, like, in the Blue Ribbon and rodeo, you know, and starting having teachers recognize I had some kind of talent. They kind of, you know, cultivated that talent and told me I can do things with it, and, you know. So I didn't know what I could do with art, but I know that it was some kind of, you know, some kind of talent there. All right, I'm coming up another block to Dixie and Culberson. And it's an apartment complex here. And I don't know the name of it because it changed names like 100 times. But when I was in college and I came back, I lived in it. And I can't remember the name of it. It was called something. The name changed like 5 times. But it's a pretty decent size, you know, apartment. The square footage is pretty big for the rent. So now, all right, I'm approaching Thompson Elementary. And now it's not Thompson Elementary anymore. It's moved around the corner to a better campus. So it's like HISD Police Department. Which is weird, it's like they recycle the building, which is cool, so it's changed, but, I mean, it looks exactly the same, but it's just cop cars everywhere, so, quite an uneasy feeling walking in the hood with a recorder, people looking like, what's this guy doing? Alright, I wonder if I can get in to school. I mean, the school looks exactly the same. Kind of, you know, like those old, kind of like, man, 60 kind of elementary schools, you know, that brick, that kind of tan brick. One story, just long. All right, I'm here. I can't get in. I don't see, the gates seem to be locked, and you know, it's the HISD Police Department, so nobody's here. I just see the cars, but, because I'm going to end my tour here, I just want to walk from my original house to my elementary school. This is my walk when I was a kid. It's not that far, it's like 4 blocks, and so I would walk to school, have fun, and walk back, and that's what I did every day for, you know, for a amount of years, man, but this neighborhood means a lot to me, and I'm on the side of Third Ward. That's across the bayou off South McGregor, so, you know, it's funny how even in Third Ward, there's different segments of Third Ward, and people claim different little parts of Third Ward, so, that's my tour, man. I hope it was entertaining, or at least, you know, got some kind of insight of, you know, why I grew up on the street. So I will take pictures, so I guess you can just look at the pictures, you kind of get an idea of what everything looks like. Peace.